بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن مما أدرك الناس من كلام النبوة الأولى إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Verily amongst the words that the people have received from the early prophetic teachings is, if you feel no shame, then do as you wish. Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he was the youngest amongst the 70 Ansar who took part in the second pledge of Aqaba. It was called Al-Badri, either because he participated in the Battle of Badr, as Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is of the opinion, or because he was close to the well of Badr according to other opinion. So this is from the advices of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Some intelligent person has to give us advice. How we'll hold on to it. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the most intelligent of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest of all of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this advice we should take to heart, that haya, the modesty, this quality of modesty is a very, very great quality. There are certain qualities, if we bring into our lives, then the balance of, although everything is important, but if we bring certain things in our life, then the balance will fall into place. And haya is one of them. On one occasion, one sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing, a sahabi was giving advice to another person that regarding haya, that we're having too much of haya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, da'hu, leave him. Verily haya fa innal haya min al iman. Haya is part of iman. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, highlighting the importance of this quality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about iman, that has so many branches, 70 odd branches, and the highest of which is la ilaha illallah, and the removal, the lowest of the branches is wadnaha imatatul adha anit tariq, to remove some harmful object from the road. And highlighting this quality of haya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that same hadith mentions al haya'u shu'batun min al iman. Haya is also a part of iman. So this is this quality of haya. And modesty is the most beautiful quality placed in mankind, and it is also part of iman. So haya, it restrains a person from committing evil actions and possessing an evil character. So evil actions, all sins, if a person has this haya, as we mentioned just now, that it is one of those qualities, if you bring it into our life, everything else inshallah will come easy for it, will fall into place easily. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned also, modesty only produces good. Al-haya'u la ya'ti illa bi khayr. Modesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned about Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, that he had more modesty than that. Even al-adhara, that a virgin girl, this was the modesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something disliked, he disliked something, he could notice it on his face. Al-adhara min fi khidriha, in a enclosure. So the hadith we read now, fasna' ma shi'ta, that do as you wish. The ulama give two explanations to this. One is, this command of do as you wish does not imply a command to do as one pleases. Rather, it is meant in the sense of prohibition. The word fasna, which is in the imperative case, command, is actually a warning, threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if you have no shame, then do as you want, for Allah ta'ala will punish you for it. For us to understand, for example, if we rebuking somebody or reprimanding somebody for something, how many times don't we find ourselves, we make the statement, what's wrong with you? You've got no shame. So similarly, فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ, do as you wish. The second interpretation is that it is not a command, rather it is informing us khabar of the behavior of one who does not have shame, that is, he will do whatever he wants. So if a person doesn't have modesty, then he will do as he pleases. The thing that prevents the perpetration of evil acts is a sense of shame or modesty. Someone who does not have a sense of modesty will therefore involve himself in an indecent and repugnant behavior. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-haya'u min al-iman." Haya, modesty is part of iman, and haya is it's very, very broad. It's very comprehensive. It's a very jami' word. One hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The modesty is that you protect the head and what it contains, and that you protect the belly and what it includes, and that you remember death and the child." So as mentioned now, it's very comprehensive. If this quality comes into a person, then it will be easy for him to practice on all the other commandments. So the thing is, how to get this haya? how to develop this quality. According to some ulama, one develops modesty by pondering over the innumerable blessings of Allah Ta'ala upon us and realizing one's shortcoming in expressing gratitude for these blessings. So this is something we should do daily. Take one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few minutes, 2-3 minutes. So many bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. For example, the eyesight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this eyesight. It is purely the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how am I using my eyesight? And this will develop that haya within a person, that I should be using it in the right places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to use my eyesight. Like that, the ear, the different limbs of the body. If Allah has to snatch it away, Allah protect us, then who can give it back to us? So, like this, enumerate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ponder that these hands that I have, these feet that I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with these things. And what is my reaction, what is my response with regard to these bounties? Where am I using it? Then this will develop the quality of haya within a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and grant us this quality, inshaAllah.